Değerli basın mensupları,
distinguished members of the press,
2014 tarihinde
on 1st of October 2014, Mr. Jens Stoltenberg has taken over the duty of Secretary General of NATO, and we are very pleased to be able to host him in our country. And after having taken over his tenure, he first visited Poland, and his second visit is to Turkey. The important developments that have been taking place on the south and northern on the east and southern part of NATO have been taken into consideration during our visit, and we do believe it is a very timely visit. Once again, we would like to say welcome, and during the visit, the Secretary General will be having meetings with the President of the Republic, the Prime Minister, and also the Minister of National Defense and the Chief of General Staff. This is an era where we have important issues for the international fora, and during this tenure, the Secretary General has a very important task indeed. And his experience from his former positions, we do believe, will guide him in a successful manner throughout this very difficult task ahead of him. And as Turkey, we would like to wish Mr. Stoltenberg success, and we would like to extend our supporting hand to Mr. Stoltenberg during his tenure. The tete-a-tete, as well as the meetings between the delegations, we talked about the new threats of the Islamic State and the developments in Syria and Iraq, and also the security problems of the region, as well as the NATO actions in this region and the importance of NATO in this region. We also talked about the terrorism threat in the region and the necessity of having a comprehensive strategy to tackle with this. And we have also agreed that ISIS is an important threat in the Middle East. And we also talked about the humanitarian dimensions of the crisis in our border. As you know, Turkey is hosting many immigrants from Syria and Iraq. There are more than 1.5 million people from Syria and Iraq, and this is a very big burden on the shoulder of Turkey, and this was another issue which we discussed together with the Secretary General. In September, the NATO summit took place in Wales, and we also talked about the conclusions of that visit, and we talked on the issue of the support of our country on a bilateral manner, as well as in the NATO framework to Ukraine. We also talked about the Crimean Tatar Turks. I provided information to the Secretary General on this and expressed our sensitivities, and we also shared the information on the dialogue we have with Russia on this issue. And we also talked about the mission of the the OSCE in this region. And the ISIF is going to be concluding its tenure in Afghanistan, and with this support we have extended, we also talked about the preparations for the transition period, which was an important item of our agenda. The Afghan authorities, as long as they request, we will continue to render support to the Afghan nation, and we also expressed that we have a long-term commitment for Afghanistan. This was an issue I conveyed to the Secretary General. I would also like to once again wish success to the Secretary General in his new tenure. And on 2nd and 3rd of December, we will once again meet in Brussels in the NATO Foreign Ministers meeting. Turkey has always paid an important contribution to this region, as well as to the international affair. Thank you very much. Once again, the floor is yours, Mr. Secretary General.
Thank you so much, Minister Çavuşoğlu, and I appreciate very much the hospitality you have shown me and my delegation, and we have just finished a delicious and a very rich Turkish breakfast, and I appreciate very much that we had this opportunity to go through a lot of different issues. I'm very glad to come to Turkey, the second ally I visit as the Secretary General of NATO. And Turkey is a key ally. Turkey is a strong ally. So I'm making this trip at the start of my tenure to consult with you and to hear about your efforts and your concerns at these challenging times, to show solidarity of the alliance as we face security challenges both to the south and to the east of our alliance, and to discuss the implementation of the decisions of the Wales Summit to keep NATO strong, to keep help our neighbourhoods stable by working with partners, and to keep the bond between Europe and North America rock solid. Minister, we have consulted on the situation in the region, which we monitor very closely. ISIL poses a grave threat to the Iraqi people, to the Syrian people, to the wider region, and to NATO nations. So it is important that the whole international community stays united in this long-term effort. I welcome the decisive actions taken by the United States with many allies and partners, and I welcome the recent vote in the Turkish Parliament to authorize an even more active role of Turkey in the crisis. NATO is playing its role. Our Patriot deployment reinforces Turkey's air defense, and it helps protect Turkish territory and citizens against missile attacks. NATO stands ready to support all allies in defending their security. For many decades, Turkey has been a steadfast ally, contributing to our collective defense and to the stability of the region. Your armed forces are making a significant contribution in Kosovo and in Afghanistan. We will continue to count on Turkey in Afghanistan. Next year, you will be one of the framework nations as part of a new mission to train, advise, and assist the Afghan forces. And we are working together to ensure that we can launch the mission on January 1st as planned. At our Wales summit, we took important decisions. We are now turning those decisions into reality. So I look forward to continue working with Turkey to keep NATO the bedrock of our security.
Hi, Terry Schultz on behalf of the international press. A question for both sides, obviously. To the Turkish foreign minister, your own citizens are demonstrating in the streets asking you to do more militarily against the threat of ISIS. Why does Turkey seem so reluctant? Why are you so reluctant to make further commitments on the ground? And if we do see a massacre happening just across your border, will you intervene? And to the NATO Secretary General, you say that ISIS does pose a threat to the NATO community, to the entire region, beyond the Patriot missile commitment, which obviously is solid. What more is NATO willing to do? Does with ISIS, if Kobani falls, ISIS controls a large swath of NATO's border with Syria. What kind of threat does this pose to the alliance? What more are you willing to do? And does Turkey have a responsibility to NATO, as well as NATO having a responsibility to Turkey to repel this threat? Thank you.
Çok teşekkür ediyorum. Her şeyden önce Türkiye.
Thank you very much. Once and for all, with respect to fighting against terrorism and with respect to the issues and events that have been taking place just across our border, we have never been reluctant. 46 citizens were kept as hostage by the ISIS, and we were cautious during that period. But even during that period, in Iraq and in Syria, we always underlined to our colleagues, to our allies, what needs to be done. And this was always the expression that we shared from Jeddah to Paris to New York. And with respect to the developments in Iraq and Syria and the current picture in front of us, We have actually been sharing this for the last 4 years with some of our colleagues and our allies. Today we see that some allies are underlining that they really mistook the information that were provided to them by Turkey, and they understated the importance of this attack. We have a comprehensive strategy for the region, and in order to provide security, we need this comprehensive strategy. The political change that is taking place in Iraq is a new beginning for Iraq, and this is something that has to be evaluated. And the policies of the new administration is going to identify the future of Iraq, and we support them. Today, as long as the Assad regime stays in Syria, the bloodshed, the tearshed, and the massacre will continue. And the Assad regime has killed more than 200,000 people. We're talking about mass killings. They have killed 200,000 people with different methods, with chemical weapons, with air bombardments, and with barrel bombs. And today the Assad regime is the region of the instability in Syria and in the region, and the radical terrorist groups have gained strength over this instability. Therefore, there is a necessity of a political change, and the Geneva Declaration is an important basis for this. As long as the Assad regime stays in power, this current status quo will continue. There were different groups at the beginning. We now have different groups in the area, and we can never guess where the terrorist groups will target and will continue to fight. We have underlined repeatedly that we do support the air bombardment of our allies, but this is a problem which you cannot resolve just by air bombardments, and you cannot change the balance of power in the region with these air bombardments. Maybe you can stop them for a short period, but you cannot clean the whole region from ISIS or some other terrorist organizations. You need to take into consideration all options, including an operation on the ground, and we should support the Free Syrian Army. There is a humanitarian dimension, and Turkey has never acted reluctantly on this issue. And just recently, we have received more than 200,000 Syrians from the Kobani region. And as we have supported our brothers coming from Syria, from Iraq formerly, we do continue to support these groups. Turkey has never made any discrimination on the sectarian basis or has made any discrimination. This is an important burden. Today we have spent more than $4 billion for our brothers coming from that area. And the aid that has been conveyed to Turkey is just around $200 million. And but we cannot expect Turkey to act as the United Nations forever. In terms of the intervention, we did share our opinion and we do continue. For instance, we need to establish a safe zone, a no-fly zone. This is important for the immigrants as well as for the internally displaced people, for their secure logistic settlement, which is important for humanitarian reasons, and it is important for the success of the operation. So we cannot expect Turkey to do a land operation. This is not a realistic approach. And with all these comprehensive proposals, we do have our consultations. Once we reach a joint decision, Turkey will continue to act and do its utmost. But our strategy and what needs to be done is to clearly also explain to our colleagues what has to be done in the region. Knowing that this is an advantage, there are some brothers that are fighting amongst each other, and they're trying to attack the property of Turkey and to our security forces. And what we want to say to them is that they need to evaluate that who's actually siding by the people in Kobani. And Turkey will continue to provide humanitarian aid to Kobani and the region. So taking advantage of this would not be a good approach, and we will not let anybody to intervene in this. This is a message that I want to share once again from here.
First of all, I would like to underline that the core responsibility of NATO is collective security, and Turkey is a strong ally. Turkey has the second largest army in the alliance. But of course, NATO as an alliance is always ready to support any ally in defending themselves. And that's the reason why, as you mentioned, we have deployed Patriot systems in Turkey to enhance the air defense of Turkey. But Turkey being a strong nation itself, having a strong army itself, of course also have great capabilities itself to defend itself, but we will always be ready to support Turkey in defending itself, because that's part of the alliance, and it's part of the collective security which the alliance is built on. We have close dialogue with Turkey. The situation is evolving, so I'm quite confident that Turkey feel that NATO is standing behind them and that we are working together with Turkey to defend, to help Turkey defend itself against any threat, also threats from ISIL. Then I would like to commend Turkey for what Turkey is doing as a part of the broad international effort to help people in need and to fight ISIL. I welcome that Turkey has shown so great hospitality and received a large number of refugees. And I welcome also, as I said, the vote of the parliament in Turkey to authorize Turkey to take even more active part in the broad international effort to fight ISIL and to create a more stable situation in the region. I would also like to underline that there is no easy way out, and it's a long-term effort. It's going to take time, and we need, in the long run, a political solution. NATO has stated that we are ready to help Iraq enhancing their security forces, to assist Iraq in increasing their ability to defend themselves. We are already working and cooperating on the coordination of assistance, of airlift, of assistance into the region. And we are also working on enhancing our cooperation when it comes to fighting the threat which the homecoming of foreign fighters is posing on our nations. So there is already a broad cooperation with Turkey, with other allies, with partners in the region to contribute to a more stable and less insecure situation in the region.
Efendim, benim sorum, Sayın Genel Sekreter
olacak. My question is to the Secretary General.
Sayın Çavuşoğlu da ifade etti.
Mr. Çavuşoğlu also mentioned that from the very beginning, Turkey has demands of a no-fly zone and a safe zone.
Yabancı savaşçılar sorunu gibi birçok soruna bölgede çözüm olabileceğini.
Do you believe that this no-fly zone is going to be an important solution to many of the problems that is facing in the region? You have also said that you are protecting your relationship with Turkey. Could you give a much more concrete example as to when would NATO be ready to intervene on side by Turkey?
So first of all, I would like to underline what I already said, that NATO is already deploying Patriot missiles in Turkey. And that's a very concrete sign of NATO solidarity. And that's on the request of Turkey almost 2 years ago when Turkey wanted to increase its air defense capacity. And that's the reason why we have deployed, and that's also the reason why we are working on to continuing to deploy Patriot missiles in Turkey. And that's against the still existing threat of missile attacks against Turkey. So it's not a question of when NATO is going to show NATO solidarity. We are already showing that by deploying our Patriot missile systems in Turkey. And that's one concrete contribution. But then, as I said in the previous answer, is that Turkey is a strong ally. Turkey has the second largest army in the alliance. So what we are doing is to help and to support Turkey in defending itself. Second, I have, of course, heard and seen that there has been calls for a no-fly zone and a safe zone. It was also discussed in the meetings I had this morning with the foreign minister. I believe there is no simple and straightforward ways out of the problems we are seeing in Syria and around Kobane these days. It has not been on the table of any NATO discussions yet, and it's not an issue which is discussed in NATO. So I just welcome what I see as very decisive actions from several countries now in an international effort to fight ISIL by airstrikes, and I also welcome what Turkey is doing in receiving a high number of refugees and also the decision by the Turkish parliament to authorize Turkey to play an even more active role in stabilizing the situation in the region.